Testifying in federal court in Madison today, Lena Wood said she ended up in a hospital with a life-threatening infection a week after her abortion at an Appleton clinic in 1995. She says the doctor who performed the abortion never followed up on her condition. But attorneys for Planned Parenthood challenging the law say there's no solid evidence the infection was a result of the abortion. Milwaukee obstetrician James Lynn testified that he helped perform a hysterectomy on a woman who had a lacerated uterus after an abortion at a Milwaukee abortion clinic. Lynn says the doctor who performed the abortion never followed up after the woman left the clinic in an ambulance. Lynn says the law requiring hospital admitting privileges for abortion doctors could prevent such incidents. Tomorrow, Judge William Conley will quiz a panel of three experts on the pros and cons of hospital admitting privileges. The panel includes one in support of the law, one opposed, and one neutral expert chosen by the judge. Planned Parenthood attorney Lester Pine says it's an unusual approach to testing whether the law violates the right to an abortion.
We don't know what it's going to look like because none of us have ever experienced it. But to the best of our knowledge, it has never been done in a courtroom in the United States of America.
After the judge quizzes the experts, attorneys for both sides will also cross-examine them individually. The trial is expected to wrap up on Friday with a ruling upholding or striking down the law expected sometime next month. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.